This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
One of the questions I'm asked over and over again is, why do we say truth matters? Well, we say truth matters because Jesus Christ taught us that He is the way, the truth, and He is also the life. Not only that, but the Apostle Paul echoes these words when he says, watch your life and doctrine closely. Persevere in them, because if you do, you'll save both yourself and your hearers. Truth matters. If you don't have truth, you have no North Star. If there's no objective truth, everything becomes a matter of preference. What's right or wrong is not determined by an objective lawgiver. It is then determined by the size and scope of the latest lobby group. And what ensues is chaos. So truth is important. Indeed, it is axiomatic. It is crucial. And we have truth. That truth is encapsulated in the Word of God. And we don't believe it's true because we have a predilection in that direction. We believe it's true because you can build a cumulative case for the Bible being divine as opposed to merely human in origin. But there's more than truth. We not only say that truth matters, but we say that life matters. If you have truth without life, you can turn into a Pharisee. You can turn into a hypocrite, quite frankly. But if you have life without truth, you're going to have a lot of wackiness. So we need life and truth. Paul exhorts Timothy to set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in faith, in hope, in purity. In other words, we are to demonstrate the reality of life, and we're also, as truth bearers, to demonstrate the reality of truth. I've written about this in a book called Has God Spoken? Memorable Proofs for the Bible's Divine Inspiration.
For more Ask Hank episodes, or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.